when you hear the rumble of the racetrack. You're listening to NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Drafting help from Jimmy Johnson. Ryan Newman is up to third. Montoya now fourth. David Stremme in fifth. Brian Vickers, Clint Boyer, David Reagan. What happened to Michael Walker? He's all the way back to 13th place.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here. Carla Heath and Galen Stewart over there. I want to remind you, coming up Saturday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. live from the Darlington Raceway. There you go, Brandon. In Darlington, North Carolina, it is the Dodge Challenger 500. So tune in as we continue to bring you all of the great Sprint Cup action nationwide. We'll have a guest on next week from Nationwide Insurance, a brand new sponsor here on our show.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's really into racing and really wants to be on. So,
and he's our local.
Yeah, we look forward to having him here. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he will be on next week. Now, I'm going to throw something out before we get to our next guest. Not next week, but the next week after that, we're going to have to do a Best of North Sound Racing show because I'm not going to be here. And therefore,
really?
Neither are you guys. So
we have a night off.
What I would like for all of our listeners to do is to... send us an email on what you want to hear. And you can do it one of two ways. You can get on to our NorthSoundRacing.com website, click on either my picture or Carla's picture. We're not allowed to have Galen's on there yet. Or also email us at NorthSoundRacing@hotmail.com. And I've got them all written down around here somewhere.
Right,
I'm sure we can find them. I got a few of my favorites. You two have a few of yours. But we're going to have a Best of North Sound Racing show coming up in 2 weeks from tonight. So
cool.
Make sure and give us your suggestions. Our next guest is on the phone, joining us from Wenatchee, and what a career this guy has had. He in the former NASCAR AutoZone Elite Division Northwest Series had 309 starts in that series, 50 wins, 154 top tens, 210 top tens in that race, and owner of the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, and a man who's had a career just like no other in the Pacific Northwest. Garrett Evans joins us tonight. How are you, Garrett?
Pretty good. Good evening.
Good. It's good to have you on. How you been?
Doing great.
Yeah? Things getting well. You're getting ready to get that fast little quarter mile of yours all fired up, got the lawn mowed and bleachers painted, ready to go for Saturday night?
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, it's been a long winter with all the snow and everything.
How much did you get over there?
Three or four feet deep at times.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that right?
You ever think about maybe that'd be a good idea, Garrett. You could probably snowmobile race over there during the winter, huh?
I used to do that one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you win that one, too?
No, I never did, but I mean, they had them at the track at one time.
Did you really?
How fun would that be?
That's kind of hairy. I like the idea of that. So tell us, we know that the Late Model Challenge Series has got their season opener along with the Northwest Legends at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval coming up this Saturday night. But kind of take us through the season. What's on tap for your track?
Well, we already had our opening weekend last weekend with the Northwest Outlaw Street Stocks as our feature show. And then we have the ARCA Late Model Challenge Series this coming weekend. Then we take a weekend off, and then I think we have the NSRA sprint cars coming in.
Ooh.
That'll be good.
Excited about that. They haven't been there for a couple of years.
You ever get a chance to haul a sprint car around that track at any time?
Yeah, a long time ago I got one of those cars. They had those student cars.
Uh-huh.
They try to get the guys to learn about it, and I got to drive one of those. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll bet it was. I'll bet it was. What other big events do you have coming up this year?
Well, we have the semis back again. We have the motocross guys again, and then we have a monster truck show at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We haven't had that since I'm on the track.
So you're going to allow them to run on the infield there? I heard there was quite a fine if you put a vehicle on the infield.
Yeah, well, we're going to change that. You know?
Suspend it?
Garrett, you mentioned a weekend off. What do you do when you're not racing?
Just spend time with family.
Yeah, judging by what I'm reading here, Garrett's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids that I can imagine.
Well, when I talked when I talked with him earlier this afternoon, you were at a track meet.
Yeah, it was my daughter, Stephanie.
Uh-huh. How'd she do?
Pretty good.
Good. What's her specialty? What's her event?
She did a pole vault, 440 relay, as a hurdle. She did like four or five different events.
Holy cow.
Wow. And how old is she?
She's 12.
12.
Oh, man. Way to go. So we had an interview on with Jerry Losch and Gary Lewis on before. He brought up a very interesting fact in saying that Jason Jefferson is going to climb into the number 64 for this race.
He actually has his we have two cars now. He built one over the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And he's number 97.
Oh, he is 97. Okay, good.
Which is the number that he's traditionally had over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's been getting up 4:30 in the morning every morning, driving up to my race shop and working on the car and then driving back to Yakima. So he's been really dedicated since about the middle of January.
It's going to be good to see him back behind the wheel out there.
I
because
it's been a couple of years. He's been
on the
East Coast, and it's his number and stuff, and I'm excited for him.
Hey Garrett, I'm just curious over the over the long haul. You know, we've seen Wenatchee grow from being something out in the desert to quite a facility now. What transpired and when did you take over and what motivated you into making it such a wonderful place?
Well, I took it over in 1999, and that fall of '98, we got on the road and went back east, and we were gone for about 2 months. We went to Nashville and Short Track Nationals in Rockford and Concord, North Carolina, and went to Winchester and did a bunch of different races and stuff. And an opportunity came up to get the racetrack and just had some ideas of things I wanted to do to it based on the different tracks I've been to and stuff. And when I first got the track, it didn't cost very much to get it, but I ended up putting a bunch of money into it. Cost a lot more than I thought it was going to be to fix it up and renovate it, but I'm really glad I did. I think it continued the short track racing in the Wenatchee Valley. It's been around for a long time, and I'm excited about what's going on right now.
Yeah, we are too as racers and race fans. I mean, you've put together quite a facility out there. And along this topic, I mean, I got to ask, with all the houses and stuff coming in the neighborhood, that, you know, amongst the racing community, it's always the question of, you know, are we at risk at losing Wenatchee Valley Speedway? Where do we stand there? And
it's in a recreation overlay.
Mm-hmm.
The racetrack, this is its 38th year. And then the gun club's there, and it's been there, I think, for 60 years now.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of tradition there. We've sat down and had meetings with the city council and the mayor and everybody in East Wenatchee and tried to work out some of our differences of opinions with some of the neighborhood and stuff, but they all have a pretty good understanding that the track's been there, and that because of the racetrack, they allowed the houses to be there. It was all part of that recreation overlay at one time.
Awesome. Well, what are your plans for the 2008 season, Garrett?
Right now, I'm just going to try to work with Jason. I have glaucoma, and I've had some eye surgeries off and on over the last 2 or 3 years, and I got some more to be done. I hope to get back behind the wheel probably around the middle of July, hopefully in time for the Montana 200.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll anxiously await that because, man, it's just not a race if you're not in it. You know that.
I appreciate that. I've had a lot of fun over the years. Still a lot of new young guys coming up that I'm excited to see out there this coming Saturday night. We got Shelby Thompson from Spokane and quite a few other guys that's been around. You know, and it should be some good racing.
It is. It's going to be awesome. What a great track you have. Galen, one more.
I just was curious, Garrett, when Jason's out there running that car, are you actually going to be turning wrenches on that thing, or will you stand back and just watch the show?
I'm going to be helping out. When you get to the track, you just want to get involved any way you can. You know, I don't care if I'm pushing the car to the scales or working on it or whatever.
I'd rather see you spot for him. I think that would be great. You could do a time. Well, good luck in 2008 over at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. As we've mentioned numerous times on this show, it's a fantastic place. If you have not been to that track, that's definitely one you got to put on your list for 2008. And we'll keep track of what's going on over there, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Garrett Evans. We really appreciate having him on. Let's get back over to the west side of the mountains. Evergreen Speedway's very own Kelly Hale joins us for a quick recap of last week's action out at the Super Speedway of the West and what's coming up this Saturday, my friend.
Good evening, evening.
Good
sir.
Evening. How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
Good. Good.
Yeah, we had a terrific set night last Saturday night. I heard Jason Frazier a little bit earlier talking about that heat race with Kelly Mann.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That was incredible. I mean, for eight laps to see them just going this side by side, you know, high, low, you know, it was just an incredible event. And Kelly Mann just raved about it after the race. And to hear Jason talking about it tonight, it was something to watch.
Yeah, it sounded like fun. Good showing in your Superstock class. A couple of names we're not used to seeing up in the top five. We had Mike Holden, Jeff Knight, James Muggy had a good run in that one. John Zareski, and obviously Kelly Mann winning it. So those guys all had a good night. What do you got coming up on tap for this weekend?
Well, this weekend we're going to let the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks are going to go at it again. And a great show that they put on Saturday night. Like you said, we're seeing some new names up there at the top now with Mike Holden and Jeff Knight and James Muggy. And some of these guys are in their second year, really showing something now. And then we're also going to have the Pond Exchange Super Figure 8s will be in action, along with the Les Schwab Tire Bombers, the Stinger 8s, and we're going to have some crash cars out on the track also.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. First time for them this season, right?
It will be the first time for them this year. We were hoping to get them out earlier, and we had some other commitments that the guys had already made plans to be at, and so they were there, and we haven't had a chance to get them out yet. But this Saturday night, it looks like we're going to have the crash cars out there putting
cool.
on the show.
What time show start?
The show opening ceremonies will be at 6:45, and heat races will begin at 7
p.m. sharp.
You better believe
right.
it.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate you hanging in there with us.
Not a problem, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Kelly Hale from Evergreen Speedway. Always good to have him on. One more segment coming up after this break with the great George Wade from Grays Harbor Raceway and the ASCS will be with us on our next segment. And then I want to remind you, coming up right after North Sound Racing is the All-Tail Pit Reporters. Unfortunately, we can't put it on the Internet, but those of you listening on your radios, in your car, in your job sites, or at home, check it out. Brett McMillan does a great job. Again, this reminder coming up Saturday night afternoon, 3:45 p.m. live from Richmond International Raceway. It's, the Don Lowry 400. We've got that coming up, too. Where did I miss some here somewhere? We've got two sprint races on Saturday. So, anyways, check it out. We'll be back after these messages here. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Mortland, Carly Heath, and Galen Stewart with you. We'll hang in there. We got one more segment coming up.